everybody. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV. Tonight we're talking 6 on History, Episode 5, Masks. On tonight's episode, Coddler starts rehab, Michael and Gina working together, and live in studio tonight, we got Jalen Moore who plays Fishbait, and we're going to talk to him all things 6. Stick around, yes!
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
Hey, this is it.
Come on, Rock.
It's time for the 6.
What?
We made it.
What?
You guys made it.
You're here. 6 on history. Oh, my God.
Jalen made it.
He's here.
Welcome, one and all. Yes.
Oh, thank you. And we got the lights. Come on
6
up.
6 on history. Amen. Live here at AfterBuzz TV. Streaming all worldwide for the world to see. It's fantastic.
All the way to Afghanistan and Egypt and back. Yes, very good.
Very good.
Mira, Who said that?
If we're going to do accents, I can do one too.
And the Habibi.
I can do the Spanish.
I'll do my Southern accent. Huh, guys? Hey, everybody. My name is Daniel Lingard. Let's go down the line and introduce our special guest.
Oh, caught me drinking water. Jalen Moore from 6 on History. How are you?
And your favorite Afro-Latinas in the house, Francelica. What was good?
That's right. Guys, make sure you stick around to the end of this episode because I've got my top 6. Yeah, that's right. Top 6 because this is 6 on History. Top 6 pictures that I found on the internet that feature Jalen Moore. And we're going to talk about
them. Snap.
You did some digging. I'm excited.
And it's going to be fun. I did some digging.
I'm already trying to think right now what you found, dude.
It's going
to
be good.
I found some great photos.
I think I told my publicist, take everything off it. No, I don't know.
They're still up. And we're going to get your reactions for that. And Sally's going to do her reactions and overall thoughts about that. Oh, speaking of overall thoughts, Sally. Overall thoughts of this episode 5, Masks.
Can we just... First of all,
yeah.
Shout outs to the writers. Hail the writers.
Exactly. Yes.
You know, because again, and I'm going to keep saying it every time we do the after show for season 2, that time and time again, this show proves that I don't need to always be on the battlefield to be entertained, to be invested, to be involved.
Right.
The writing is just so brilliant. It's captivating. They hit on so many issues that need to be addressed about not just the world and the community, but specifically our veterans and what they go through and what they need and what they lack. And this was very special and important to me in terms of mental health and suicide. I mean, anyway, we'll get into it. But yes, overall, excellent, amazing.
I loved it. Those writers real quick. I mean, literally, it's Bill Broyles, David Broyles, creators of our show. Bill Broyles, David Broyles, Bruce McKenna, Alfredo Barrios, Emmy Greenwist, and Max Adams. And Vince Pagano. Those were our writers season 2, and they are phenomenal.
Amazing.
And do everything they can to bring the realness to our show, walking that line to where they can, you know, you don't want to compromise the truth of and safety of our warriors that are truly on the line, but you do take stories and what we're allowed to say and maybe things that have happened or maybe are currently happening and sprinkle it in the storyline so you can give the viewer and the audience as much realism as you can have.
And you guys are watching the episode for the first time, like the totality of it with the rest of us, right?
Yeah. Well, I had a little bit of a preview prior to because of ADR work.
I had a little sneak peek.
What's it
like at these Twitter parties? Like, what's your overall thoughts of the episode when you get to watch it with
y'all
everyone?
Y'all better join me at one of my Twitter parties.
If we're invited, we're coming.
What are you saying?
What's the guy-girl ratio at one of these Twitter parties?
Dan's trying to find
what? What? Just asking.
Bear, Calder, Fishbait, okay. Chase, Buddha. I mean, I don't know,
Sausage
man.
Sausage Fest. Got it.
Obviously, Seal Fest.
Seal
Twitter Fest.
There it is.
Yes.
Very nice. So much fun. Yeah. Jalen, I want to know, what are your overall thoughts on just the season so far? I know you can't give us a lot about what's going to happen next, even though we're going to try to pry it out of you throughout this next 30 minutes.
Yeah.
But overall thoughts of what's happened in season 2 so far in the first 5 episodes?
Darth Vader shows up at the finale.
Got it. Good.
Shoot, I'm so sorry.
Any Chewbacca references?
Oh my God. Do not tell David I told y'all that. Well, look, so far, for those of you that are caught up, and I may say a few things that might be spoiler alerts if you're not caught up from this evening. So,
Why did you do that?
That was good. I planned that. No, not really, but that was a good one. Where did it come from? So, in regards to episodes 1 through 5, I mean, if you are caught up, then there's, as you can see, this season is much darker. We are touching on the base of, again, a lot of realism, a lot of raw truth, and a reflection of the life of these real warriors and what they go through.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like, as an audience, as you watch a TV show, you kind of always think like, oh, well, the good guy's always going to win, right? But how? And so it's really challenging for writers and actors to bring to life an obstacle that you watch and you're like, will he survive? Will he not? I mean, you know, and will that person make it or not? And so the writing just kind of twists with your mind. And in addition to like all the war and the fighting and what we're portraying, it's really cool this season to show the battle at home. And you see where our heroes, per se, don't always win, if that makes sense.
Right.
That's kind of where I was going with that in a weird way.
No, that's what they're showing in this season. Yeah. They're showing the battle on and off the court, as you can say, right?
Yes.
And that brings us into our first topic tonight, which I want to get into, which is Coddler and his rehab.
Calder. But I like Cobbler. Let's call him Cobbler.
Kyle
Schmidt, your
Cobbler.
Name is Cobbler.
I eat a lot of peach cobbler, so that's my bad.
Cobbler.
I just want to give a shout-out to Kyle, because he did an incredible job this episode. I mean, he's a great actor, period, but I feel like this was his episode. It really highlighted him, and to see his tender moments, and just, I mean, the acting tonight was incredible.
Calder did great.
Ironically, Calder, a.k.a. Kyle Schmidt, is my swim buddy. What that means is, which we'll get into later so we can go to that, but briefly, if I can touch on it, through boot camp, from the very beginning, we were partnered up with people, and it's been interesting to see how personalities and everything work out, and Kyle and I were paired together, so it was called a swim buddy. And then season 2 of that boot camp was called like a shooter buddy, but we're like swim buddies for life, you know?
And so you guys wear like the water wings and stuff?
Dude, we wear like the same Speedos.
You know? Sweet, man.
It's pretty cool. Like, you know, dude, we should come back. Like, we do karate together in the garage, you know?
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome. And so Kyle's in Moscow right now at the World Cup, and I'm so jealous.
I saw his tweet.
We tried to get
and
him
so
in here.
I told him, I'm like, I'm going after Buzz tonight, and I'm going to hold it down, and I'm going to talk a lot about fish bait and Calder, because you're my swim buddy, and I'm definitely going to give you a shout-out. So, yes, shout-out to him, piggybacking on what you said.
Right.
Kyle gave a phenomenal performance this evening, and he always does. And it's you know actors are good when you watch the show, and you watch your own show, and you can really enjoy it and still be moved, even though you're on set in the moment.
It's crazy,
like Barry and Kyle, and whether it, Dominic, Olivia, Nicolai, I mean, everybody in the cast, Edwin, Eric Layden, you know, Eric Palladino.
Don't forget anybody.
Everybody. Well, it's true. Like, honestly, the cool thing, we don't have a weak link on the show, which
Come
is really
now.
Great. Casting and our writers and our development team did such a great job in filling this show. And I'm kind of shocked, to be honest. Why aren't we in an Emmy run, to be real?
Come on now. Let's
make it happen.
I'm just going to put it out there and say that. I'll be real. Because I would love the Academy voters to really take a look at this show, not from a point of view of like, oh, it's a war show, or it's a Republican show, or it's a Democrat show.
I would love
for you to watch this show and see a bunch of human beings that are struggling to do something that they truly believe in protecting the soil they live on, but then seeing the battles they go through at home. That's what I want to see, and I definitely think there should be a for your consideration next year on the show.
Come on now, Emmy.
I think we got robbed.
For your consideration.
And that's what I think it should be.
And speaking of phenomenal performances, let's get into Dawn Foster, who's played by Savannah Welsh.
Yes.
And Sally, I know you had a lot of thoughts on this and her performance tonight.
I mean, everyone did. Like, the Twitter feed was going retarded about
blowing
this incredible
up.
Woman. Because honestly, when she came on the scene, I mean, I was tweeting Kyle. I said, oh my gosh, I love her. You know, like, I loved her wit. I love her intelligence. I loved just her sense of humor. I loved her badassness. Like, there was just so many layers to this character. It was a great new addition to the show. And
she's
seeing
amazing.
A woman at war. Because the women we see have been the wives. And now Olivia, you know, Gina. And so, Gina's her own kind of badass, but she's not necessarily doing what the six is doing. And obviously this character, you know, she's a badass because she don't got a leg, you know, like she's out there really doing the thing. She got the Marine shirt. So shout outs to the Marine Corps USMC, you know,
Jalen,
I got a lot of friends in the Marine Corps.
I see that.
Shout
like,
out every week.
Ooh, Rush.
USMC. I'm like, sweet. Don't forget about the Navy. The show's about,
I'm kidding.
Jalen,
I mean, every military branch, we love you, but it's true though. And I really mean that.
Yes.
Is she alive still? Jalen, can you tell us that, please?
Savannah, the actress Savannah
no,
is
come
alive.
On, yeah. Well, no, the, you know what I mean.
The actress Savannah is alive. She's a friend, and she's amazing.
Sally, I think she's alive. Is she alive?
Are you talking about the
Don
character
Don? Don Foster, of course.
Oh, the character Don. You know what's
she's
crazy?
Alive. The letter says so.
Okay.
The letter says so.
But my, did it?
Thank you. Thank you, Jalen. I'm going to say this because...
Yes, you want to know.
Yeah, it's like an Aaliyah video. I don't know. She might be alive.
Just to get you going, Sally... She put a gun to her head. I know there, he would have found her body. I get it that she's not dead there, but she's serious. She's suicidal, and we and that's like a big topic of the show tonight. So who says she didn't do it the next day or the next day the next day?
Okay.
I hope she comes back. By the way, I love that relationship. I want to see it grow.
This is what happens with me and you, Dan. There because we go. You always got something to say, and you're not getting the point of this.
All right, go.
You
tell know, me. Tell me what's up.
The beautiful thing about the writing is that you do get to a really really dark place, and like I said, this. This hits really home for me. Like I said, I have a lot of friends that have been through the military. And a friend in particular who, you know, promised to write me letters every day when they got deployed. And the letters got darker and darker as time went by. You know, and so there's this shift that happens to people. And you come home and you don't feel the same. You know, civilian life doesn't feel the same. And so here she is trying to have be a civilian. She doesn't know what that feels like, and everything's been taken from her. Her husband, her life as she knows it, and she just feels like there's no reason to live. And then she meets this man who gives her a spark of breath, a spark of light, a little light at the end of the tunnel, which is her saving grace, is the olive branch, as I would say, you know, that happens in this episode. And I'm thankful for that, because everyone who's in this dark space, they need some light. And that's why I always feel it's so important to shine light in the world. And you don't know how much just saying good morning to someone or giving them a hug could completely change their plan. Because she had a plan.
Right.
But God had another plan.
Are you saying that I need to go hug everybody that I
listen,
like on
free
the street?
Hugs. Like, I hugged the homeless lady today. It was the most amazing experience, let me tell you. But we'll talk about that after.
Okay.
Free hug.
And now you're hugging Jalen Moore.
Yes, I'm hugging
him. Hugs all around.
Hugs all around.
That was such a man hug. He was like, oh, yeah.
No, no, I'm into it.
That was like
it.
A Vince Vaughn wedding crash, like ass out hug. Here we go. Oh, yeah.
You say that now until you see the pictures I picked out because I like
wait
them so much.
Wait till we stand up. You're getting a nice big hug from me.
All right. Crotch to crotch, I hope.
Obviously. It's the only way to do it.
All right, good. Well, we could have done a prom photo from 95, a high school prom.
Oh.
That'd be phenomenal. Can we please take a photo like that?
We would definitely take as many as you want, Jalen.
Danny and I, that'd be great. Perfect.
If she was so excited about, you know, her, like, newfound olive branch with Alex, why do you think that she didn't want to, like, stay then and build that relationship more? That's, I guess, where I'm confused. And where I want to know more.
Then you have to watch.
We have to keep watching.
I understand that, but I just mean, you know, I'm going to watch probably considering we come
up. Right.
We talk about this every week. I don't know. That's where I am with it, though. I really wanted to, you know, see where that went. And I think she'll come back before the end of the season.
But again, as my folks would say, deep calls on the deep. You know, whatever's on the inside of you is what you attract. And so these are two broken, hurting people that are in this place of trauma. And that's what connected them. And that's what kind of allows both of them to unveil their masks, which was beautiful. Let's just, again, the writers, thank you, God, for just talking about, because we do wear masks. When people are like, oh, how are you? And they're like, I'm good.
Are you good?
But a lot of times
we're
not.
Mask?
And
right.
A lot of times when people ask how you're doing, they don't really want to know how you're doing, which is why people don't feel like they want to answer.
It's become like an automated thing. Like
it really is.
I guess what you should do now is people say, how you doing? And be like, hold on.
Yes.
Ask me again.
Seriously. I
did
mean,
you really mean that?
Who every time I ask someone how they're doing, they say I'm good. And I think I say it too. Right. I think we're all guilty of it in a way.
So here's my question then.
Here we go.
Shout outs to TV Series Hub who... You know,
interviewed
you.
Yes.
They were tweeting us tonight and they wanted to ask the panel, what do you think would be on the rest of the team's masks? So what do you think would be on Fish Bait's
mask? Wow. Oh, that's a great. Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Ooh, that's a good question.
Because, you know, Calder's mask had like the superhero stuff behind it.
Did she? What was on her mask, by the way, before?
It was two faces trying to come
apart.
Together.
Right, breaking apart. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or maybe coming together. Well, yeah.
Well, either way.
It's all perception.
Yeah. That art will do that.
What would be on Fish Bait's? Yeah.
Thanos.
that
deep inside, Fishpage wants to kill everybody. He's just a deadly sniper. He's just like, I will reset life.
Avengers. Let's get into some Avengers talk right now. Yeah.
Such an Avengers geek.
Oh, that last movie. But anyway,
Jalen's mask, Thanos, but no. Fishbait's mask. You know what? That's a good question. Just off the cuff right now, I would say with that character, he's as strong and anchored as he is within the team. And being that guy that you can depend on, especially being the sniper of the team, I feel that Fish would most likely in his mask have maybe something similar to like a yin and yang, like something with balance, because he does battle a lot on in the inside. You know, when in the story, as you saw a little bit on season one and possibly coming up season two, might be a spoiler alert.
And a little in episode four of season two, right? We saw a little bit of that, your story there?
Yeah. And actually in the finale of season one, Fishbait shot the character Akmal in the neck, who's another Muslim.
Okay. So, right. Yeah.
Saying that is there, you know, Fishbait being a religious and devout Muslim, but being a devoted, you know, to his team and an American, you know, Navy SEAL. There's obviously no hesitation there when it comes to a trigger and defending what he believes is correct. And so, I feel that if he made a mask, that there would be something in there, similar to showing a little bit of turmoil and pain, but then also the bravery and the hero. So I kind of picture maybe something like a yin and yang or something with balance, because he's the one that always tries to walk that line,
you know,
and maintain that. Man, that's got deep, didn't it?
Yeah, that's good. Talking about masks. I like it.
That's TV series Hub's fault.
I want to know.
Barry would just be a bear. It'd be like a bear emoji.
holding an alcoholic beverage.
It'd be like a bear emoji, you know, and then Chase would just be probably like a chef hat because he likes to cook.
I need to find
out. Let me tell you everybody's action. That's what we're going to do.
Okay, yes. Go down the line.
Eric Layden, Trevor, his would be probably like a big ass like Texas flag or something. Okay. With like a that gun. Makes sense. And just being like, yeehaw, like something just stupid like that.
Yeah. Did I hear this right on the show? Why was he being nicknamed Peanut? Is that a real thing? What was that about?
There was an attempt to create a nickname for the character Trevor, Peanut.
Is it done now? Like, I don't get it.
And it didn't really fly. It didn't really.
We all kind of
one of our writers tried to push it, and Eric was like, "This is dumb. It's not going to work." And so we played with it. It was funny, but then it just didn't work.
I knew I heard it in one episode, but it never got mentioned again. I brought it up with Sally. She's like, "I didn't hear it." I'm like, "I swear I heard them call him Peanut one time."
Yeah, Trevor became Trevon because Eric Layden, who plays Trevor, who is a really this brilliant actor.
Yes, he's brilliant because I don't like him.
There's moments when we were on set of this actual episode, and if I go through my phone now, it'll take too long, but I have a video that I'll show you afterward that he's on the boat, and he, you know, Edwin Hodge, who plays Chase, his Instagram handle is at Chaotic Symphony.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So Eric immediately took to that, and he's like, Chaotic Symphony, what's that? He's like, you can't see me, Chaotic Symphony. And he just... Eric just goes this thing, and then Juan and all of us are calling him Trevon. You're like, you're not even Trevor. Your name is Trevon. Like, we just started messing with him, and I don't know. He's hilarious. So behind his mask, who knows what would be behind Eric's? Probably like a dollar sign with like bling. I don't know. Behind Trevor's mask, Michael Nazari's mask would probably. I'm not going to get into that.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Wow. Speaking of Michael Nazari, let's get into Michael and Gina. But first, if you want to give...
Yes, guys. Yeah. Make sure that not only do you subscribe and like and comment right here with us on AfterBuzz TV Dramas, we're also on iTunes. So you can listen to us on the go. Make sure you give us those 5 stars, rate us.
Right.
And do all of that because we love you guys. So thanks for hanging out with us here and on iTunes and on YouTube.
Michael Nazari and Gina working together in a weird way. I don't know if they're actually on the same team, if they're not, if he's trying to trick her, if she's trying to trick him. I have no idea what's happening throughout the whole episode.
It was really fun to watch. It's a game of tennis. It's a big tennis
match.
And
I really want them to kiss. Is that weird?
I told you they're going to get together. That's been my prediction whole time.
But I want it more and more.
You see how Dan does that? Let me tell you something. I'm the one who's been saying since day one that these two characters were going to get together. Dan's been like, oh no, we'll see.
Yeah. All right.
And slowly but surely.
You want to tell them about the Baron Lena thing then, too?
When Nadine,
how right about that?
When Nadine was here, we were having a moment saying woman's intuition is always right. And I don't understand why these men don't be. Anywho, so I believe that Gina can't be trusted. She has her own agenda, clearly has been since day one. So she's playing games. He clearly is playing games because he lied, talking about he don't know him, but clearly.
Then he's like, Michael. He's like, how do you know me? Don't tell me.
Right, exactly. So no one can be trusted in this game. But who can in war?
It's like, fun to watch them, though, go back and forth. Oh, yeah. I love it.
Great television.
It's a really... Dominic, tonight, flipping that chair over and, you know, just showing those biceps. You must have loved that, silly, no? She's got a little crush.
She
has notes about that particular moment.
Somewhere.
You're like, look at him biceps.
He's
in Jamaica right now. If you look at his Instagram, you might see more biceps.
Is he all tanned up right now?
He's all tanned up, shirtless. He's like, hello, I'm Dominic Adams.
The devil is a liar. I am not.
But let me say something about Dominic Adams real quick.
Go for it.
Dominic Adams playing Michael Nasri. This dude is, I give him a huge shout out, man. He has brought to life the antagonist, right? He's brought to life the dark side of the show per se, right? And but again, it's all perspective because he's this evil person that's done stuff, but he's so good at what he does that I've read on Twitter boards like fans are like, God, I want to hate him, but I can't.
I feel the same way.
And that I give credit to Dominic because he's a very good actor and he brings colors to this character as opposed to just being this quote unquote like jihadist that is out for murder. There's life to it. There's reasonings to it, which again happens like in real life. Everybody has a justification for what they do, and it's never you're not saying you're right or wrong about it, but it's. It's very challenging, I would say, for an actor to really humanize that type of character. And that's a shout out to you, Dom. You're doing a great job, brother. Amazing. Really.
But it's like you said at the beginning of the show when you were like, you know, bad versus good, but who's to say, who is the bad guy? Who is the good guy? And that's the thing.
Obviously, the SEALs are the good guys.
You know?
Obviously.
There's some blurred lines here, but what I wrote is make it look like you own me. That was really, really hard to watch. Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, again, quote unquote, he's the bad guy, the villain that we're supposed to like not care. But in that moment, it was so hard for me to watch him get beaten in that way. You know, that was tough.
Yeah, no, he's great. And then the new villain you're seeing, obviously, the Prince.
Yes.
Played by Nikolai Nikolov. Dope name, by the way. Hello, I'm Nikolai Nikolov. Yeah. He's Australian. You sure right now, I'd be like, Aussie, Aussie, Aussie. And he's like, oi, 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 why do you say that? It's like every Aussie that I say that to, they have to go, oi, 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 but then they get mad, like, again. You know, and it's like, I can't help myself. I'm the dumb American. It's like, Aussie, Aussie, Aussie. I just get excited for no reason. But Nikolai Nikolov is such a good name. Nikolai Nikolov. Great actor. The energy that this dude brought. For the Prince, which you've seen unfold a little tonight.
Enough yet, though.
Well, you saw some right. shit yes. tonight.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Cut
yeah.
off the hit. So
oh, that is...
Nikolai, he's another one, too, that you'll see. Man, him and Dom, like both of them, bring in their A game.
It looks like they're going to be coming together pretty soon.
First Gina and Michael coming together, and now Nikolai. No, not like that, dude. You never know in Hollywood. I mean, what are you talking about here, bro?
No, it looks like they're going to be coming together in the next episode as far as like a stand up.
Maybe. I don't know. I just know that don't mess with the Prince, man. He's a badass.
He's
be cutting people's throat with butterfly knives and. I told Nikolai, I was like, dude, 1975 called, man. They want their butterfly knife back. And he's like, shut up, I like it. You know, the character uses it. I'm just jealous because you have a cool little butterfly knife, whatever.
You're hanging out of a helicopter shooting guns, man. Oh, that's pretty cool, dude.
Yeah, that was an experience. That was real, man. Some people were like, was that green screen? I was like, no.
No, I didn't think
really
that was not.
Good. We did not have stunt doubles. Okay? Let me say that again.
What is the insurance policy?
The insurance policy was our was George Perkins praying.
No, it's right here.
It was our studio praying, saying, "Please don't kill our cast." The boys were on the Black Hawk, and I was on the Skid or Mini Bird. There's so many different names for this one, but Mini Helicopter for others who just say that. I'm sitting literally on like a pole, like I'm on the step of it, and I have one safety harness. I'm wearing my gear. I'm in full kit, so it's about like 40 pounds of gear, and then I have the sniper rifle, the HK-417. So alone, altogether, that's like, for me, I think that was like 45 pounds. Helmet, everything, boots, blah, blah, blah. But I had a cord on my hip holding me and then one in the back. But that was it.
Right.
So I felt, I was, they're like, in the stunt coordinator's like, Tessie, you good? I'm like, yeah, I don't want to push too hard, man. I think I'm all right. And we were supposed to do a 10-minute test run just so I can get used to it and actually look like I've been doing this for years.
Sure.
So we took off and then we just kept going. And like when we took off, I was like, oh, and like the stomach. I'm like, I'm good. It's like a roller coaster. I got this. We started to get higher. And at one point, I think we reached almost up to 5,000 feet to get some really beautiful exterior shots. Then we came down. And I think we did a lot of shots hovering, maybe around 2,500. But I was up there. First of all, I was freezing. It was like at 6:30 in the morning, I think we started. And my character has cut off, so he shows his arms. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's cool. What a stupid idea, fish. Like, he I'm like, why were you in long sleeves? And as we got up there, I'm not going to lie. That first, like, 20 minutes, I was... freaking, I was scared, man. I was like, oh my, and then I started to get more comfortable, deep breaths. Like, I've never done this before, right? Right, like, who sits on the edge of a helicopter in a civilian, like, you know?
Yeah.
And then I can hear in the comms when they would say, like, okay, we're cameras coming around, you know, fish hold up and say your lines. And I'm like shivering, and then I kind of like, blah, 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 you know, see my lines.
Line,
and then when they cut, it's like, cut.
shake.
But it was so beautiful. And then I see the boys across the block, and they're like, yeah. And I'm like, whatever, I look cool.
Guys.
They're just totally like, you know, it's such a military culture, right? Yeah. Like, Eddie, and I can literally remember, like, it was yesterday, and they're like, how you feeling now, fish? Badass sniper, woo. You know, and I'm like,
wait, have cut off sleeves, man.
I'm like, whatever, man. I'm, you know, it's cold. But it was great. And then when we landed, Edwin ran over first. Some of the guys, they're like, yo, that was dope. Looks so cool. Oh my God. Oh, dude, your lips are blue, right?
Blue, and
I'm like,
blue lips, yeah.
And my hands on the rifle, like, I'm holding the gun. I was like, right? And I'm like, haha, guys, like, funny. Like, my, like, joke's on me. Like, yeah, lips, whatever. And then our director comes up, and he was British, Colin Buxton. And he goes, Jada, that was magnificent. Oh my God, your lips are blue. And I'm like, huh? What? I can't.
Oh, man.
And then they're like, medic. And the medic comes up and he's like, you know what? You're on a brink of like hypothermia. He's like, how do you feel? I'm like, well, I'm freezing. And he's like, we need a warming jacket, whatever. And then our SEAL consultant, Mitchell Hall, and I think Steve Sanders was with us that day on there, they run up. And they're like, he doesn't need a warming coat. Get him off that. Make him do some push-ups. Come on.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, I was on the helicopter for, because I was up there maybe a total of 2 hours, I think, for the first segment. And then we did through the whole day, but... they're like, imagine, like, you know, being on that thing for like 5 hours through Afghanistan, the snow, it's cold, you know.
Jeez.
So you hear this and you're like, oh, okay.
I got to step
and I get down and I'm doing push-ups, and it legitimately helped, though. I did get warm. But then I looked at the medic. I was like, yo, man, if you want to put that warming coat over on my cast chair, I'm cool with that.
Right.
Popping on. And then when Mitchell's over, I'm like, oh, yeah, I don't need it. Yeah. So us actors would find our little loopholes.
That ego, I tell you. That ego will make you do some things.
Jalen, as if you weren't embarrassed enough, we're going to get into the top 6 pictures that I found of you on the internet that I really enjoyed. Oh, I think it's going to be fun for everyone to check these out.
PG or R? Here we go.
We don't know what they're going to be. Well, yeah. Wait. I do. Wait. You don't.
Yes. Ugh.
Speaking of pictures, Chase was looking at some dead bodies at the top of this episode. I was like,
Yeah, and he counted. He was like, 1, 2, 3. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I actually wrote my notes. Chase is liking killing more and more every episode, written
yes.
right there.
Yes.
Yeah, Trevor's getting to him, and Chase and Fish are close, and I'm like, if you pay attention in the earlier episodes, I'm giving him like that, like the emoji side eye.
Yeah.
Like that, like,
looking.
Like,
I see you. Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? And, you know, and then
that's gonna come out.
My backfire. Better watch out.
All right. Oh, picture time.
Okay. Are you ready?
You should be excited.
I'm excited.
Man, I don't know what's going on here.
I got some fun music too to go in the background.
Oh, okay. Our 80s cheesy music. Okay, let's do it.
And then Jayla can beatbox too, apparently.
There we go.
All right. So the first picture we have this evening.
Oh.
What is this little number you got on, Jalen? What is this from? Every kid in the 90s dressed like this, I swear.
First of all, that's The Rock Jr. right there. So Dwayne Johnson and I are clearly related. So don't hate. And somebody who sees this, send that to Dwayne and tell him let's do a movie together.
Was this like your first modeling job?
What is this? Tell us about it.
That was a young kid in L.A., man, doing a cool-ass boy band pose, dude. Yes. That was a cool headshot. That's what that was.
What was and the I wasn't even
flexing.
That?
I clearly wasn't flexing. Oh. Side emoji. Side emoji.
He's lying.
I wasn't even flexing, obviously.
That left arm is flexing so hard. Man,
I was
right
holding
now.
Myself up. I almost fell over. That's really what happened.
I love this picture. Oh, my gosh. If you guys are listening to us on iTunes, then you're going to have to come to the YouTube to see these pictures.
It's about to get even more fun.
That's a cool dude.
Here's our next picture we have. Oh, man. Now, I was like, so you do like martial arts and stuff and stunts and all that kind of stuff too.
Yes, I do.
Was that for that or that's just for...
That was me, you know, in an alleyway on a bridge in New Orleans. Like, I think I'm going to just do a jump kick and have someone take a photo. No. Of course. That was for a photo shoot
right.
That I had done. It was one of the reps who said, like, they want, you know, we need some photos of you doing action, doing kicks, doing different things. So I was like, all right.
They oil you up for that too?
Oh man, what happened?
They oil you up, or it's sweaty, or
don't tell me that's real.
Come on, man,
is that real sweat? That I don't know. Sweat. I just don't know how it works.
Yes, it's coconut oil. You have to look good for the shoot.
I just
man.
Like you to say things, Jalen. I know what's going on. I just it's like cool. It's fun. Here's let's get to our next picture.
I was rocking that coconut oil.
Okay,
over there
so
in New Orleans.
Are these in order of your top? Like, yes. This is six.
Look at this one.
Wow.
Look how jacked up he is. Look at that six pack, bro. Look at that. Dude.
That's pre-dad. Dude. That's pre-dad bod. Wow. That's different. That's more like.
What do you do to get a six pack like that, man? I need help. Come on.
First
dude.
Of all, let's look at my expression because
that's right. That was great
that's,
too.
This face? That's hilarious. Right now I'm just like
this face.
Will you hire me? I look like a Taylor Lautner and I want to be in Twilight. I don't know. I don't know what I was thinking
about.
What's
it from? A commercial shoot or I mean like a print shoot or something?
That was for again, these are just more that was a print shoot that we did for something. I don't remember to be honest.
Those veins. Look at that. You are hydrated with all those veins showing.
I was dehydrated probably.
There you go.
Girl, what'd you talk? She's getting hot over here, by the way.
This is too much. I cannot handle.
Here's our next photo.
Oh, there we go.
That's
clothing.
Fun, right? That's a good that's a in one. A photo.
So that right
one.
There, yeah, that is the man. That right there is William Broyles.
Yes.
Bill Broyles.
That's right.
You look him up. You know, he's only written a few gems like Flags of Our Father, Flags of Our Fathers, Apollo 13, Castaway. You know, Jarhead. But that's Edwin in the back with that goofy ass smile. Donnie Boaz, Dan who played Boaz. Buckley. I think Barry Sloan's in there.
And Alex.
There's Kyle Schmidt. Yeah, playing Alex Cole with a beautiful hat. And that's obviously the wild me with those big old sunglasses.
You look great in those glasses, man. Sun.
I'm such a big kid. Every photo I do, I always have to open my, like,
It's that gap thing. You know, can I just say how happy I am? Can I say how happy I am that we're Gap brothers and sisters?
That's it's right. Great.
I never noticed. Like, I follow all the guys on the show and I see your pictures,
either.
But I've never noticed that he had a gap.
Until
too.
I started stalking him on the internet, I didn't notice he had the gap.
I'm going to tell y'all right now, hashtag respect the gap.
That's
hashtag
right.
Put respect. Some respect on our Ring names, gap. All right?
Yes. All right, we're getting to our
good
our
photos.
Next,
good
our
photos.
Next, yeah, there's only a couple left here.
Okay.
And here's the. Here's a nice one. Isn't that great?
Yes, I love
see?
It.
Those are my kids.
I love
they are awesome.
Yes, that's so my boy. Cute. He's 2 months old. His name is so Luca. Cute. Luca Dean.
The best.
And my beautiful daughter, Lily Florence.
How old is she?
She is 3 and he's 2 months.
Oh.
Yeah, they're my world.
They're the best.
I got to tuck them in before I came out here tonight.
Perfect.
Oh, yay.
It was like Twitter party, live fans, this and then story time, reading Rapunzel, and then rocking the baby, and then it was nice.
Well, Jalen, if you like that photo, you're gonna love this next one. Bam!
Oh my gosh!
I can't believe I didn't think it was
that's
you.
That's Dwayne Johnson from like 1988, right there, dude.
There,
I think that was you. That is you in high school. Is that right?
Yeah. What did you find?
I forgot about that. Dude, I can't believe I found it. I didn't think it was you, and I had to like go on your Twitter.
Look at
to
that
sure,
cool
and...
pose. That dude is
this guy.
Who that's told the you to sit like that? Like you got to sit like this, or you guys
obviously.
Where did you go to high school?
I chose the pose. I mean, you know. that photo is actually from, that's when I moved from the Bay Area. Cause I grew up in Oakland. I moved from the Bay and had to go to Omaha, Nebraska. And that photo was taken in Omaha, Nebraska.
You trying to show these people in Omaha that you got
I'm
some
like,
well, Oakland
I got
swag.
Some swag.
You
I'm
were like,
you know,
I'm from Oakland.
I had like the V-neck sweater with the gold chain. I think I had a rope chain.
Oh,
right? Like,
okay.
Like all the R&B boy bands, right? Okay. Like, you know, but you know
Jalen, I didn't want you to.
Black jeans and some boots, I think.
I didn't want you to feel bad. So I found some more pictures that you might enjoy, just so we're on the same page as you.
Oh, God.
And they're coming
up
here in a second.
Man.
Who is that? Is that
That's
Sally in high school?
Me in high school.
Yes.
That's my...
Look at you.
That's my prom
she
picture.
She looks the same, though. She looks exactly the same. You haven't aged at all.
It's so crazy.
You don't age.
That was so long ago.
She's like, that was yesterday. Oh, my God.
What year is that, Sally?
I graduated high school in 2005. So that was a while ago.
Well, if you want to see who's next, you're going to see a picture from 2002.
Okay.
And oh, that is of me.
Look at Dan.
Look at those arms.
That would be before I started working out, I believe.
Dude, are you wearing cargo pants from Abercrombie and Fitch? Damn. Are those cargo pants? Are you wearing a Guayabera?
I hadn't quite grown into my face yet.
What is happening?
You know, what's in the back? First of all, where are you? What lake is that?
You know, that is the lake I grew up on. I was very lucky. I got to grow up on the lake. That's my house. That's like right. That's where close well, I was.
Oh, you won't like that. Right. Excuse me.
See, I haven't.
I
like
did my
that.
High school photo inside of like a garage. Right. But, in front of a lake.
Those pants are just next level, just baggy slacks from 2002, apparently.
American Eagle or...
It's got to be American Eagle. It's something
or
awful. Yeah,
Abercrombie.
Either one.
I'm going to call American Eagle because the draw
I'm going to go with St. John's Bay, if you know that brand.
St.
Because I don't think I went for...
Aeropostale? Was that Aeropostale?
I wasn't cool enough. I went
Spencer's? And what's going on over there?
That was so cool. I love that. That was fun.
I'm glad you guys enjoyed it. I had fun creating it.
You dug those up. That was cool.
Yes, that was dope.
That was fun.
Let's talk some news. Let's do some news, Selly.
Let's do it.
And, yeah, the news tonight is I think we should definitely talk about Savannah Welsh.
Yes.
And I know you know her story, and Selly and I did a little research on her story about how she actually, in 2016, she actually lost her leg. That wasn't digitally done and throughout the show. She has one leg.
Yes. Yeah, and a lot of people were asking that on Twitter, too.
Right.
And so just tell them again, Savannah Welsh plays Dawn in our show, in episode 5 that you saw. Her story is incredible, and she saved her child's life. And it was a car, I believe, that smashed up against her, and you know she lost her right leg. And this was, I believe, this was her first acting job, her first big one
after post
the injury. And talk about the role of a lifetime!
Wow,
like they wrote this never even knowing her, and then they found her, and she just crushed it.
She was so good tonight.
She's so authentic, so real. I think she's got a bright future ahead of her, man. Yeah. She can definitely go far if she wants to in showbiz.
I mean, she has real life stuff to tap into, the good and the unfortunate. And the thing about divine timing and alignment and how things happen, even when bad things happen, it turns out for the greater good, you know, is what we have to believe in and trust in and put our hope in and faith in. Because if we just sit in the gore of life, we'll be in a very dark place for a long time. Yeah. So it's about thinking about even when the darkness happens, how we can still find the light in the darkness. So
yeah,
that's dope.
Shout out to her for sure.
Yeah.
On her performance.
Her whole story, I think you'd find... Where'd you find it, online?
Oh, yeah, I just went online. And I luckily wasn't... It was really hard to find information on her at first. And then finally I went on Bear's Twitter or someone's Twitter. I'm sorry, I say Bear, but...
Yeah. Barry Sloan.
Sloan's Twitter. Sloan. And he had a thing that said, great performance by Kyle Schmidt.
She's
and
so beautiful, had, too. Look at her.
There she is.
Yeah, if y'all look her up, I don't know her Twitter. Twiddle, that's a new one.
Yeah,
that's
he had it as a hashtag as if she didn't have a Twitter handle. He had it as a hashtag. So I'm not sure if she does.
Right.
I don't know hers, but yeah, if you guys Google or look her up, you'll see stuff. And you know, I'll reach out to her actually and see.
Yeah, maybe we can have her on the show too.
I would love to have her. Oh my, that'd be fantastic.
She's
living
here in LA.
Oh,
But maybe if you
where does she? Do you know where she's at? That's all right.
I think she's in Texas.
Texas.
Oh wow. Yeah. She's gorgeous. She's great. She's great. Awesome.
Oh, she's beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah. Inside and out. Like that's the thing is when you meet her,
right?
And right away, like when I met her on set. I was like, she just was warm, like, hi. Yeah. Like, and actually, I didn't even know, because she was wearing pants the day I met her.
Uh-huh.
I didn't even know. I was like, oh, it's a new actress. And I was like, wait, is that the girl playing Dawn? And Kyle's like, yeah. I was like, oh, that's cool. And then I said, oh, so they're going to put, like, a little green sleeve on her? You know, he's like, no, dude, that she's missing a leg. I'm like, what? I can't even. And then she showed me. I was like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah.
We got 5 minutes left. Let's get to predictions.
Oh.
Predictions, yeah. Predictions for the rest of the season.
Oh my
Here we
gosh.
Go.
You're After Buzz TV.
Well. Okay.
Sally, you look like you have some notes there on predictions. Go for it.
Well, this is the thing. I got some things that I want to drop in there that I didn't get to drop in earlier.
Okay, sure.
The moment where Calder said, I've been afraid of not mattering. That was just really, really big. And I feel like, again, the writing in this and this show, you know, just showing that human beings matter. People matter. The people who serve this country matter. The wives of the folks who serve matter. Like, just being able to see the humanity. I just wanted to put that out there.
That's right. And what he also said was worrying about himself. He was worried about worrying about himself more than his brothers.
Right.
Which was very interesting because you're putting everybody else before your own. Usually.
Yeah. Yeah, you can compromise your operation if you're not in the right mindset. Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. So, okay, predictions.
Snap.
Well,
what are you trying to get out of me?
You know, I've already been okay, so when Nadine was here, I predicted that Marissa was going to come from Annabelle. And we saw that tonight, Marissa has made contact. So I just want to go ahead and say that I called it.
You did good.
My prediction.
Wasn't that a funny moment, by the way? I think if a little girl was taking pictures of me behind a bush
and then walked up
and said, can we be friends? I'd be like, sure.
Yeah, that scene was weird.
These darn millennials.
We all laughed at that. We're like, yeah, millennials.
Trusting.
what's your prediction? What do you think?
Well, I still think Baron Lena are done. Every episode is just worse and worse.
Well, here's the thing.
He's jumping to conclusions with Nathan. But then again, I would too, probably. So that's fine.
Here's the thing.
Is he, though?
I don't know if
she says, because she Nathan's hasn't had intercourse with him, I'm saying yes. Just because of that, Jalen. I'm serious.
What?
She hasn't had sex with Nathan yet.
Well, she, you know, when
her and Nadine had a little talk. The girl talk. Listen. We have to watch a girl talk and fly on the wall.
Listen.
A little girl talk.
When Nadine was like, spill the tea, girl. Just tell me what's going on. Did you do it? Did you not do it?
Right.
She kept it real with her girl, but there's a spark there. There's a human, this is her art teacher. So I predict that because Bear's letting the bear out, you know, and he's getting his tempers a little out of control, that's just going to push her away and push her into his arms. See, that's the problem. That's why she said, this is not how we get back together.
Right.
Keep a cool head, play nice, you know, and you might get. But anyway, men sometimes don't get that part. So that's fine.
An art teacher. And let's not talk about that.
Listen,
guy.
Sidebar though.
Fishbait don't like him. He's in his sights. Anyway, go ahead.
Sidebar, I do want to know where Barry Sloan gets all these darn bear gifts.
Every
time he tweets me, he'll tweet me with the bear gift, and I love
it. It's great. The bear waving to us just like that. That was really funny. Yeah.
True story though, if you go to season one, Bear isn't really Bear. Joe Graves got the nickname Bear, B-A-R-E, because he did something in
naked
Buds
or
running naked. And so, but that I guess joke didn't stick. And now he's like, no, I'm bear like an animal. I'm like, no, you're still always bear ass to us, but that's cool.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
So yes,
Bear
is losing his temper and he's going to put, I believe he's going to make this happen. I think Michael, I'm going to stick to it. Michael and Gina are going to get together because she clearly killed this Russian to save Michael. She came up in there, pat, pat, pat. Two to the back.
Was it three pats?
I think it was three.
Did she like pat him like that?
No, she said pat, pat, pat. She
pat, pat, pat.
Little Russian bear like to destroy you.
Do Michael and Gina get together?
Do Michael and Gina get together?
Dude, man, that's a good question.
Does Fishbait get with anybody?
Yeah, you gonna hook up?
Who got?
Why don't you ask David Broyles?
Because let me tell you something. When Chase got a love interest, I had all the side eyes. I texted him. I said, who's this chick and why? You got some explaining to do.
I don't know, Fish. We'll find out.
I want to know.
Man, I want to know too.
Well, let's get Fishbait a love interest.
I think you can answer us this right before we go here, though. Your character's going to get another really good storyline before the end of the season, right? Like, because in this episode you weren't featured enough, as far as I'm concerned.
And so, for this episode, correct? Yes.
You'll have a good.
Every character almost opens up more. Yeah. Right. Like last episode, I had a lot. Last episode. Remember, it was my family.
Yeah. Oh yeah, on four. I thought you meant last episode of this.
And
season.
And three and four was a lot of good stuff with Fishbait that you're starting to see unravel.
Mm-hmm.
So five, not so much. Six, you're going to see some.
Good.
And then I think seven, eight, probably. I think eight is a really good one for Fishbait.
Is there 10 episodes this season?
Yes, there's 10. So, you're definitely going to see a lot of this stuff unfold with Fishbait.
I'm excited.
I know you want more, man. And I almost slept. I'm like, I can't.
What are your predictions, Dan? What do you think?
I'm still, I got the Bear and the Lena thing still going. And I do, next episode, what's her face? Marissa is going to be at Buddha's
at the house,
like in the house, hanging out, and then she's good. Then Nadine's gonna come home or whatever.
I do have a question, and I know Fishbait can't answer it. Darn it! Do you think Gina's gonna do this trade with Michael?
She's all about.
So she's
number one.
You think she's gonna show up and give Prince Michael? You think she's going to do that? Or do you think she's compromising?
Well, so far from what you've watched, what do you see in her character?
It would be a yes, but I'm going to say she doesn't because I want them to hook up. Right? That's what we're going to say?
I don't think it's going to be that cut and dry, to be honest.
Of course not. Yeah.
No.
There's five more episodes left.
It's not
going to happen in episode six. Like, yeah, it's all done. Four more episodes left.
Right. You know? Right.
Episode nine. Oh, kiss. Oh, yeah. Perfect.
All right. Okay.
It's going to be good. That's good.
That was my question. I wanted to know, do you think she's going to do the trade?
All right. Well, I want to thank Jalen Moore for being in studio with us tonight. Had a great interview. Loved talking to you. It was fantastic. Loved looking at you shirtless on the picture in the screen there.
Right. So much fun hanging out.
Oh, my God. Yeah, love the photos you guys brought up. That's amazing.
Six on History, Episode 5. My name is Daniel Lindgren. You can follow me at TheDanLindgren on all things social. Jalen, why don't you give out all your social stuff?
Jalen Moore on Instagram, Jalen1118. That's my birthday, November 18th. Jalen, JAYLEN1118. On Twitter, Jalen_Moore.
Not only are we Gap brothers and sisters, we're Scorpios. November 20th.
Whoa. What?
Birthday bash in AfterBuzz.
I already knew. This is why I love this guy. So you can follow me, your favorite Afro-Latina, at all things at Selly Hangouts. And we'll see y'all next week.
We will see y'all next week. Thank you guys so much.
Thank y'all for having me. Appreciate it.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.